Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bitter Dough.
Too crazy.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Well, let me tell you something. I am so fucking happy to be here. Shit. My life, man, my life. Greetings and welcome. That's how my life is going. Welcome to this fly-ass Rosebud show. Because this is pure dope. And don't get it twisted. I ain't selling no drugs. It's just if you fuck with me and you try my shit out, you're going to be hooked. And you're going to be thinking I'm dealing shit. But I'm not. I ain't no fucking dope dealer. You motherfuckers wanted it. I mean, I kind of wanted it too as far as to be able to spit it. Got it. Shit. We have a station where you can ask real-time questions. I mean, we got this for you. I mean, I'm a veteran. You know it. I'm a veteran motherfucker who has the knowledge of various things that you all are, you know, searching the information on. But, see, I just don't want to give you information. I want to give you some motherfucking game. But just because I want to give it to you, don't mean you're going to receive it. Because what the average one of you guys don't know, that the average one of the guys I came up with did know, is that the game you get, the game you have is only as much as you put in to the game you get. Now, if you want to call in at 657-383-0809. Ask me some questions. Let's kick this shit around. We, you know, when I say game, I ain't talking about pimping hoes. I'm talking about the game of being a man. It's all a game. Everything's a game. And if you don't know how to play it, you ain't going to win. Go ahead, think like you want to think. I don't care. If you can think the way you think and you live to the high quality that you want to live, hell, I ain't mad at you. And I'm certainly not going to try to tell you that what you're thinking is wrong. No. I'm not going to try to say it's wrong. All I'm going to say is I ain't going to do it. Because I know I ain't the only motherfucker that know what to do. So, if you are a motherfucker that know what to do, I salute you because I ain't mad. But I also know out of 200 dudes, one or two of them can claim what I just was speaking about. And the rest of them are lost at what to do. So, should I focus on that motherfucker that's talking that shit You know, talking about you can't get these motherfuckers no game. You can't explain this, that, the other to the, because he already see it. He already see what I'm trying to give you. So instead of him seeing what I'm doing, he's judging what I'm doing, and he's judged that I ain't shit because I'm trying to bake on y'all. So what I'm saying is, I could listen to that motherfucker because he's making some good points. But the reason I don't give a fuck about that motherfucker is because I listen to the points I make about my damn thoughts and what the fuck I do. I don't give a fuck what some other motherfucker think about what I do. You motherfuckers know I need listeners and callers. So don't just be sitting out there, let me spit this shit without you putting your input in it. Because the thing is, this is a real call-in show. One that you can designate that have the answers. Now, I don't have to have the answers, but I bet you 30 to 1, if you motherfucking call in and press 1 and ask me a question, I bet you without taking 30 fucking, wait a minute, 30, shit, that's crazy. I bet you without taking a nanosecond, I'll come up with a goddamn answer sufficient enough for you to know I ain't talking no goddamn shit right now. I'm on the radio. Front me off. Shit. I ain't got no problem. Ain't nobody been fucking with me. So, you know, I ain't gonna start, you know, spitting this shit because I'm mad. I'm just saying, man, motherfuckers. You know, I mean, I don't mind some people believing what they believe when it, you know, it's about me not being shit. I don't mind this shit because, you know, motherfuckers have experienced motherfuckers talking shit. And when they, you know, take them up on this bullshit. See, the thing about me is you motherfuckers that pretend to want what I'm talking about will always continue to listen and get whatever you get from whatever the fuck I say. But the reason I do what I do is because I know they are far and few between. But motherfuckers is going to hear what I'm saying and it's going to resonate with them. And those are the motherfuckers I'm talking. Those are the motherfuckers that I'm a fuck with. Oh, yeah, of course you'll think that. Yeah, you'll fucking never be able to buy your shit. No, motherfucker. You stupid because you're thinking about money. See, they buy my shit because they're thinking about themselves. And they want something that they can put in addition to what they already have or replace what they already have that they feel is going to get them where they're trying to go. Now, any of you motherfuckers got that goddamn computer in the goddamn well, you had a temporary office suite in there, and when you got ready to do whatever the fucking shit was expired, what did you do? You went and bought Office. Or you didn't get to do whatever the fuck you want to do. So what I'm saying is, the people that really want to get proficient on the computer, they're going to buy what they need. Just like the motherfuckers that want to be proficient in being a motherfucking man. They ain't going to be worried about no goddamn money, unless, of course, money is an issue. Then don't even be thinking about no shit like this. You got to be thinking about your immediate life. You motherfuckers should know that even though I don't take karate. I take canage. And I'm a first degree red belt. And my canage has prepared me with hella game. It just make me know how to catch a brawl. It make me know how to catch and charge her. It know how to make me be a motherfucker with pimp game, and they ain't even got to mention no pimp shit, because I ain't trying to pimp no bitch. But that don't mean I ain't going to catch this motherfucking bitch that could be pimped on and charge her motherfucking ass. I ain't gonna never send out to sell no damn pussy. Because when you elevate past that shit, you realize game is really a motherfucker. And if it's about charging a bitch, it's about the game you have. Maybe some of you motherfuckers stop reaching when you become a hell of a pimp. I don't know. What about you motherfuckers that just want some women? I don't know what y'all stop at. But my black ass, I ain't stopping. I'm a real nigga. A motherfucker that's been to every goddamn city where any one of you, whoever you are, press one, and I tell you where the goddamn track is in your fucking city. Because I've been there. And I done pimped in it. I ain't carrying no fucking guns. I didn't call school teachers, attorneys, construction working bitches, dykes. I didn't call damn near every kind of bitch it is to catch. And not one goddamn time did I fucking change my approach. It was always directed in their face, I am the shit. Do you want to fuck with me? Sometimes. Matter of fact, every time it was necessary, I did adjust my tone depending on the bitch that I fucking with. Did not adjust what I had to say or my approach. Because I know that there's only one way to know your way is the way. And the only way you can know that is if you thought your way is the only way for your goddamn ass. And you can't do that shit without the confidence of a goddamn lion king of a 30 bitch pride. Your motherfucking ass think you don't need my course. Okay, you don't. But the motherfuckers that thought that bullshit, kept thinking that bullshit, they wouldn't know what I know. And they wouldn't be able to support me the way they do. Yeah. I'm just saying, there's only the beginning, the intermediate, and the expert in any game. You guys want to break it down to where the beginner has 48,000 levels and the white belt has 100 levels or 100,000 levels, and the black belt, you don't even describe it because you know there's a whole bunch of levels before you get to it and you ain't gonna live long enough to get a black belt. So, I mean, all you guys, you never strive to be what you think you can be, what you imagine that you can be. You never do that. All of you motherfuckers are beginning, and if you want to have levels, you might be at level 2, 3, or 4, or whatever, of being a beginner. Okay. You know, every belt have a degree. So whatever degree you are in the motherfucking system, you still a fucking beginner. And after you become an expert, there's an actual real another level that you can pursue. And that's the master, red belt. So, I'm explaining to you why I think I'm a motherfucker that can help you no matter what the fuck your question is, because I am at the level of catching to where Bruce Lee was at to martial arts. I mean, he didn't even think about what it was due to keep you from touching him or harming him. Everything was instinctual because he mastered it all. I don't think of what to say to no goddamn bitch. I don't think of what to catch. What situation? I just do it. Why? Because I know, no matter what you think, it's not going to happen the way you think it. That's why the only thing you should think is that you're ready for anything. If you think that, you wouldn't give a fuck what that bitch had to say. Oh, wait. I take that back. You motherfuckers crazy. You probably leave out of here tomorrow. Yeah, okay, I'm going to think it. No. You got to be actually qualified to think it. You can't just think it because you want to think it. You got to be qualified to think that shit. I'm so goddamn good at catching. I dream about it. I dream about what to say to a bitch in this instance, that instance. And when I'm woke, I say the shit. And sometimes that shit is ass backwards and don't get me no action. But you know what? I chalk it up to experience. I either adjust some shit I said in it or I eliminate it. It doesn't matter to me because it ain't going to take me no long time to figure out something else to say to a broad. Now, you motherfuckers know I got formal degrees, master's in teaching and learning with technology, a bachelor's in sociology, and I got a PhD in charging bitches. So I'm a valuable asset to each and every one of them, any way you look at it. So, you know, where I'm at, as a matter of fact, but you motherfuckers that simply want to, you know how to catch a broad for the night, you know, get them draws or whatever. You know, I got a show that I'm fucking with with Dean, Steve Dean. That's Mondays. I think tomorrow night, we coming on tomorrow night. Usually it's Monday mornings. But it's been fluctuating. But anyway, check us out, man, on the Man Mindset, man. But right now, I'm really talking to the men out there who really is interested in harnessing the power of what I'm talking about has. You know, I want to be something more than what I am right now. And I know you got a lot of goddamn avenues to take for Blog Talk, but how many of them goddamn avenues have a true motherfucking soldier, a real motherfucker who's been down in the game catching bitches? I done had hoes. I done had a bunch of wives. I done had women. I mean, by the thousands. And you didn't verify the shit, so you know I'm not just talking shit. So how many? None. That's why I'm fairly confident that I'll see you regularly on these shows. You know, no apologies, no fear, no shame, no regrets. man, none of that for being who you are. You don't mean no disrespect either. All you know is what you learning, you believe, and you are going to represent it to the best of your ability. 626, what's up, brother?
What's up with you, bud? Hey, what time you gonna be on that mind mindset?
Man, I'm gonna be on tomorrow. I think we gonna be on at 9 my time because Dean got some shit to do.
Nine in the morning.
No, 9 in the evening. Yeah, my time. Yeah, but we usually do that show at 10 in the morning my time on Mondays. But he busy tomorrow. That's all you had?
Yeah, I just wanted to know because I heard y'all talk about that man mindset a couple times, but I never checked it out. So, you know, I'm going to check it out, see what it's about.
Well, do that, bro. How about us?
So.
Okay, you know, I got these fucking audio tapes, you know, MP3s, and what makes them so dope is, you know, the questions you get about the mindset. That book, American Pimp, Rosewood's American Pimp, is about pimping. But if you could wrap your mind around that, the story, the information in there is not about pimping. It's about how to be committed to what you believe or to what you say you believe. Of course, I believed in being a pimp. So if you can't get past that, you know, don't read the book. You can get it if you want to, but I don't want you to get it because you're going to miss the point of the book. I grew up as a man being a pimp. And I never abused or lied or any of that kind of bullshit to women. And I know many, many, many motherfuckers who didn't do that shit. And I also know many, many, many motherfuckers who did. Then do that shit. It's up to you to decide, not necessarily about pimping a bitch, but about what you want to believe when it comes to getting a woman. Because in my audio, in my books about the pimping, Rosewood, I have the 27 rules. And those rules always, you know, come to me after something going on, and you have to make some kind of decision, major decision, you know, and I explain what it is and then, you know, show how the result. But what I'm saying is those rules always came to me when something wrong, something bad was happening. But by sticking to them, it just made it crystal clear to me. Game is real. And they used to always say, live true to it. It'll be true to you. It'll protect you. It won't let you get hurt. I'm telling you, it's the truth. Now, you know, I got the hard copy and Kindle versions of 10 books, BookBaby, Amazon.com. I mean, I got a bunch of shit as far as that goes, books. But right now, I kind of want to go a little deeper into what I'm getting at tonight. Don't forget, call in, press 1-657-383-0809. My shit is deep. I don't try surfacely talk about anything I talk about. I try to dig into it. So you can understand that critically thinking is really important if you want to have a bra. I can only say that, of course, I'm no joke because my shit is real. So, you know, if you need coaching, get at me. If you want the course, get at me. You want to get in SWU, get at me. You want to buy some of them books, get at me. What I'm saying is you can get at me about a lot of shit. I got the ABP principles. I got the Alpha Male rules. I got the pledge that I had that you should say every morning. I got the five rules. I got all this shit. But that shit ain't, I don't give that shit away no more. I don't charge no money for it either. I just don't supply it. I did it for like 6 years. So, you know, integrity comes to question or into question. And I think I have a lot of integrity. So I'm saying enough is enough. I'm not going to just keep giving away the free stuff, hoping you will buy the product, because, of course, that's what the free shit's about. You know, you see this free shit. If I can get this one, the free shit, I'm hoping you will think like that, but I don't need that no more. I mean, I don't need to hope that bullshit. I know motherfucking guys wonder how I have so much shit to talk every goddamn week. Shit that ain't fluff, like all these other motherfucking gurus or whoever the fuck they call themselves. I know you don't want to spend no time consuming no fluff. Plus, I'm on the show 2 times a week. You gonna roast me if I be bullshitting you. See, I got unlimited shit to talk because I have unlimited game. And it's really because I just got an enormous amount of integrity, and I ain't gonna do nothing less than represent this game. That's what I do, and everything I do is say. I'm real about it, I know about it, and I share with your motherfucking ass whatever it is we talking about, details. The game of life, the game of having hoes, you know, the game of being a man. I mean, all that shit is a combination of being committed and having integrity to live it up to your commitment. And those two things, they go hand in hand when it comes to representing the higher level of understanding. If you don't have that integrity or commitment, you won't have a higher level of understanding. So face it, you got to make some changes. You got to see, and you got to accept. Shit I'm going to talk to you about is real. And whether you do or not, it ain't going to affect me in any way. I just have an obligation to check you motherfuckers. And your goddamn emotions don't matter to me, although I don't want to make you cry or none of that kind of goddamn shit. But what I'm saying is I don't not say what I need to say because your feelings might get hurt. Fuck, if I hurt your feelings, good. I'm glad I hurt your damn feelings because you ain't got no business trying to be around alpha motherfuckers anyway if you can't control your feelings. And especially if you ain't control what you let get next to them. Excuse me. You just can't. I try to, especially since SW has been going, it takes so much out of me to try to, you know, be the instructor I'm trying to be and dealing with all these dudes and then to talk to y'all, it's like, I don't really mean fuck y'all, but shit. I mean, at least I see them motherfuckers trying. They turn in work and at least put efforts. It's like I'm shooting in the dark and don't know what's happening as far as results. But then again, I continually get people fading me in my SWU. So I guess it's not for nothing. But you know what is for nothing? Me hoping that each and every one of you could get what I'm trying to bring to you. You guys ain't gonna never, well, it'll be hard for you to ever get real as long as you lack the fuel to get you to the finish line. And guess what the fuel is? See, all you guys, you know, think you know whatever you think you know, But you don't never test what you think you know. You just sit quietly about what you think you know. What the fuck do you guys think the fuel is? What is the fuel that you need to get to the finish line? Somebody, press one. Tell me. I have very few motherfuckers on here tonight, which is really good to me. But anyway, nobody, see, that's what I'm saying, nobody wants to try to test what they think. They want everybody to tell them. Okay, 713. I'm going to give you action. Come on. What is the fuel?
This day, confidence is the fuel you need to get to the finish line. Confidence in yourself, belief in yourself is what you need to get to the finish line.
That's absolutely wrong. You know why?
Why?
Confidence is like having a finely tuned engine. But what promotes your confidence is the willingness to accept your doubt. Doubt is the fuel. Because most people, they don't want to accept doubt. But I did a video today and I explained to them what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you guys what I'm talking about. I've been getting I've been getting some emails from women talking about, you know, I'm trying to turn dudes, you know, against women and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, of course, I said whatever I said to them. But after I was done with the emails and shit, God, it was just bothering me. I was just making shit. And I started fucking doubting myself. I started doubting what I was doing. I started doubting if I was doing it right. I started I started doubting. And then, once I started doubting, I had to, calm down and start realizing what I was doubting. And as I started thinking about this shit, I realized what was happening. See, doubt, especially for a person like me, is my fuel. And at least the past 6 years, I haven't doubted one thing that I did. I have not, let me put you on mute because I hear too much in your background. I haven't doubted one thing that I did. I was straight confident about it. And by doubt being my fuel, and since I haven't really checked my tank, I almost ran out because what I'm saying, if you have doubt and you're using it as fuel, when you have things that bring doubt to you, it just adds more fuel to your tank. So let's say you were a regular person going through regular life. You're going to have doubts regularly. Therefore, your tank is going to be getting replenished all the time. But if you're a person that go through stretches of years without doubt, you're running on whatever that last fill-up you had was. And I'm just lucky I have an enormous tank because my last fill-up had to be 6-7 years ago. And by me going through that doubt, you know, I doubted myself, and I started doubting what I was thinking and until my tank was full. And then when my tank got full, I kind of looked up, you know, and said, yeah, fuck them bitches. Because I know what the fuck I'm doing. Caller, I'm going to get back at you now. I had to take you off. You had too much noise going. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
What am I saying, caller?
You're saying that you have to confront the doubt that you have and use that as motivation to conquer your goals, and don't let what people say negatively influence you. Whatever they say, you turn it into positive, and that doubt, let it fuel you.
All right. God damn it. I can only say that's dope, man. I wish everybody could understand like you did that, because you hit that shit. Doubt is your fuel. You know, of course you don't know. Of course you're not sure. God damn it, the more you think of that, the fuller your tank is. And God damn it, you have to do some things, sometime, that's going to use some of that fuel. You just have to start doing more things more of the time to use more of the fuel. That way, when your doubt gets low, something's going to happen. Make you start doubting yourself until it don't. And then you know what happened? You'll find yourself going through 5, 6, 7, whatever years with no doubt. And then something will catch you off guard like it did me. And I pride myself in always being down, which in this case I was, because all I did was think about it. And I've said many times, insecurity and doubt, if you really look at it, the worst thing they can do to you is make you think. There's nothing else insecurity or doubt can do to you. And that's what I sat and did. I sat and started thinking. And what did I do? Think that insecurity away. Show me how what I'm doing is real. And I needed them bitches to reaffirm where I was coming from, because evidently I was getting low on fuel. I mean, if you really look at what I'm saying, that makes hella sense. It's like poetry when you hear it and you really, really understand this, man. All right, I'm going to put you back in, bro. Now, the more I talk about this, the more I would like you motherfuckers comment so I can talk about whatever y'all talking about. But it's okay. I ain't caring. Because let me tell you something. Tell you about confidence. See, if you have some confidence, you would be a dreamer. You would dream about this, dream about that. And the moment you woke up, you would set out to do it. And as a dreamer, you would always have something, or at least that, your dream, to talk about. What I'm saying, you're talking to this frog. She used to talk to motherfuckers that's talking about Beyonce and Jay-Z and whatever else world hip-hop got to talk about. And you start busting about a dream you have. And you start detailing how you plan to reach this dream. And you also tell her that you're ready to not succeed. I mean, shit, what a dream. But let me tell you something, I'm going to have another one after that one and another one after that one. I'm saying, think about what this bitch going to do. She's going to be wrapped in what you say. Because you're talking about something. Most of you motherfuckers don't be talking about nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bitch, I don't know what the fuck you're saying. I'm saying, if you made sure while you was talking to her that she could see you, I mean, if you made sure of that, she could see you. It wouldn't take you long to catch her. How does she see you, Rosebud? See, this is what I'm saying, man. I'm going to tell you how in a minute. But what I'm saying is, this is what I'm saying. You guys don't give a fuck about shit. You just want people to tell you shit. I'm going to tell you. Just like I give these crumbs to you. I have no problem giving you this shit, because you ain't going to fucking do it. All you're going to do is hear it, and there's going to be some more information to clutter your fucking mind with the rest of the shit that you heard that you ain't did shit about. But I'm saying, let's say telling her about your dreams, whatever they are, bringing her in. And as you're telling her about your dreams, if you be talking to her eyes, straight talking to her eyes, like her eye is her face, you would get that bitch into you. But you guys don't know that. You're going to take what I just said and half-ass do it, and one or two of you motherfuckers see success with it, and you're going to say, damn. But in reality, if anyone has a fucking nerve to do exactly what the fuck I'm saying, all of them would be experiencing what, you know, one or two of you motherfuckers gonna experience. See, right here, first of all, you know, before I start telling you this, you got to understand about the quality you should have. You should be a quality person, and your quality starts with having integrity about what you claim to be. And most of that, as far as you don't have any quality, as far as knowing it, is because you don't know how to say no. You motherfuckers, right here, is where you begin faking. Because none of you motherfuckers know what quality means. You just think you do. And you know me, I usually get into telling you what the word means, how to use it. I ain't doing that. Fuck you guys. When it comes to that, look it up. Because I know you would rather wonder why you would even want to recognize the quality in yourself and especially in another man. I know you ain't gay. But I also know if you have integrity, it's required of your motherfucking ass to see and appreciate integrity whenever and whoever you see it in. And in order to do that, you got to know what the fuck it is you're trying to see and recognize. I keep telling you guys, you got to understand more than the surface of what you're saying. In order for your integrity to shine, the nose that you accept will help you in help you guys in your fucking conversations. And if you chose to adopt what you learned into your philosophy instead of just this weekend, that's what I did, you would be better, man. You can't have principles if you're not aware of who you are. And you can't have principles if you don't have a fucking confidence to show that you know what you know. You. The shit, integrity that you imply that you have when you speak is like one of the main reasons your conversation don't go anywhere with you out, because you imply a lot of stuff when you're talking, and you don't even realize you're implying it. Women can feel that shit, or they can easily see that you don't have no goddamn backbone. It's in your voice. It gives, you know, your voice just gives it away. Gives away where you stand. Believe how quickly fucking bitches judge your motherfucking ass when you're speaking to them. And these days and time, they don't only judge you. They judge whether or not you got a gold card, whether or not you be good for dinner or shopping, or whether or not they can get cash from you, or whether or not you're going to pay their... I mean, they judge all so much shit. All in like 2 or 3 seconds. And I believe you guys don't know this, and you don't care. My point is, in any profession, the rules to that profession should apply. Although, I know those rules are altered slightly, you know, with the times. I understand that. But when is it not a good thing to wake up and claim the motherfucking day? What year or what point in your life is it not a good idea to wake up and say, whatever the fuck I have to do today, I'm going to do it to death? When? See, if I could, I would take some questions right now and then get right back to the subject. But you guys just want to listen. You guys just, I don't know, you guys just want to hear what I'm saying. I know being a motherfucker like me can be defeating if you let it defeat you. Because I'm trying to win, and all I get is motherfuckers that want to play. I know if I had a chance to win $100 and I won $1, I still would feel like I won. Of course, I didn't win what I wanted to win, but I certainly would feel like I lost. But you guys would. Because you look at the big picture, you're thinking, no, the big picture is appreciating your small victories. The small picture is to look at that one far-fetched, great-ass victory that you think you're going to get. That's not the big picture. I'm telling you, when I was there, I speak to 100 women. We, more than that. And most of my niggas fuck, I didn't follow up on, you know, with a couple since, maybe one, but I can see that, you know, that I didn't want to fuck with them. Just because I opened my mouth and spoke to her don't mean I got to fuck with her because she spoke back. Shit. I'm telling you, by the end of the week, when I had ran through that 100 or 150 women and had been told no 100 or 150 times, I felt like I had really accomplished something. Why? And why? Because I fucking did what I set out to do. Fuck a bitch. I felt like that because of my integrity and how I accepted the no's. If I didn't have integrity and feel obligated to do what I say I'll do, I might say, you know, that I'll speak to many women and don't have any intentions on doing it. Does that sound familiar? Because that's what each and every one of you guys do. I don't look at how hard it'll be to speak to 100 women. The only goddamn thing that's important to me is that I know no matter how many of them motherfuckers turn me down, it's their fucking loss. I think this way partly because of integrity that I possess. And over the years, I've developed a guard that protects me against slipping when it comes to my integrity. 843. What's up with you, bro?
Hey, what's up, Rose, bro? How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Not too bad, man. Hey, I got a question for you. I was listening to one of your shows in the archive one night, and you was talking about how pretty much, you know, this lifestyle is lonely, and like the way you are as a man and what you stand on, you really don't have a lot of friends or whatnot. So my question is to you, I mean, I'm not no pimp or nothing like that, but I am very successful, and I stand on my own. So what I'm asking you is, how do you go through life without having like partners that's on the same level as you? Or
stop,
better?
Man. Stop. Listen, how old are you? You're young. I think you may be 29. 30, but I don't think you're 30.
Yeah, I'm 29.
Okay, I got that right. What I'm saying is this. You got to listen. You don't suppose to look for friends that's on your level. You're supposed to recognize and accept what level you're on. is once you accept the level you own, you got to stop interacting with lower levels. I'm not bullshitting, man. I'm talking about if lower level is going to the corner bar or whatever, you got to start going to the museum. You got to start going to the arts. You got to start doing shit that represents the level you own so that you can meet people on that level. And once you meet one or two people on that level, just meeting them is going to, by fucking with them, you're going to meet other people on that level. And if you don't meet people, you're going to find other places to go because you're going to go there with these people. So what I'm saying is, I can almost bet that if you're doing a little, having a little success money-wise, you haven't changed any of your social activities, right or wrong.
I have. I actually don't. That's untrue. I actually don't go out at all because of that reason. However, I do
wait,
go
wait,
out
wait, wait,
with my
wait,
family.
Wait. I didn't ask you if you stopped having social activities. Let's say you did stop. If you thought of something to do right now, would it be different than what you were doing? Or would it be the same shit that you were doing? Which is why you say to yourself, I would rather stay home. Because, bro, before you start talking, listen, if you was thinking of different shit to do, there's no way you would be staying home. No way. Because you never did it.
I guess I misspoke. Let me take that back. I don't stay home like that. I'm saying is I don't go out with people, but when I do go out, I do hella shit. I mean, shit I like to do. I'm into fitness, so, you know, I go out and hikes and different shit like that, and also my family to different, you know, resorts and whatnot. But as far as, like, my own social life with, like, friends, I really don't have that. And it's one of the reasons why
stop. Listen to yourself, man. Everything you're explaining is individual fun things. Now, you can go hiking with a group of people, you know, but sound like you go hiking by yourself. I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm saying that's a choice you made. But if you made a choice to go hiking by yourself, how can you complain about not being social?
True.
Listen, man, I'm not saying nothing negative about what you do or what you're saying. What I'm saying is people, all of us, we don't actually think about what we're saying. Because if you want to be social, then you're going to go hiking with a group of people because you know people like hiking. And you ain't going to try to go hiking by yourself. You're going to try to find a group of people to go hiking. If you're into fitness, you're going to find a group of motherfuckers that want to go bike riding. Or whatever fitness. I don't care what it is. It could be running marathons. You're going to go find some long-distance runners. And I'm not saying any of this for you to want to take it up. I'm saying this because when you make complaints 9 out of 10 times, it's because you've accepted the negative side of what you're complaining about. Because I gave an example earlier about me fucking being doubtful. Bras made me feel, sending me emails about trying to turn all you guys into pimps and shit. Man, I'm thinking, am I coming across like that? But all that did was make me choose where I was coming from. Or not choose, but be more steadfast. My point is if you think your social life is suffering because of your financial status, not that it's so great, but it is separating you. You have to embrace that, man. And you have to goddamn go where you supposed to go. You don't have to change.
It's not just finance success. It, like I said, it's just the way I think and what, and this who I am and who I know I am. And it's like, it's not the fact that I don't have an opportunity to go out with people who are into fitness. I'm talking about an all-around whole person and who think similar to at least how I think about life and how about, you know, being a man.
Let me ask you something, man. Do you think like everybody else?
Hell no.
Well, then how can you?
How can you
listen to yourself, bro? If you know you think way better, how you gonna find somebody to kick it with?
True.
Listen to me, man. I'm trying to tell you something that you haven't been doing. You haven't been thinking about what you're saying. Because once you understand that you're on another level, you stop looking for people to be on your level. Because you ain't going to find them. You learn how to be alone in the car and think about whatever the hell you're thinking without any music on until something or some place you go attracts your attention to get you out of wherever you was doing right there. But you still not trying to find somebody that's going to be on your level. You just wherever you at for whatever reason. And then here's now you're there. And if somebody there that's on your level, you guys see each other or not. If you don't, you miss each other. But if you do, you're going to be able to see it. And what you got to understand, I said all of this to say, you have to accept it's lonely at the top. And it's not that you're at the top, but if you are confident that you're thinking way past what everyone else is thinking, then you have to accept that there's not going to be anybody for you to fuck with until you run into somebody to fuck with. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Do you accept what I'm saying?
I do. I actually was, like I said, I was listening to one of your shows that you made like a few weeks or a couple months ago, and you kind of talked about that, how you had to ride by yourself and just accept it. And I started to do it, and, you know, I started to realize that and try to implement and get my mind off on, you know, even like my old friends, like people I used to talk to, is like when I speak to them, they only just talk about problems. You know, and it's just weighing my whole day down.
Listen. When you see it's a whole bunch you haven't accepted, just by you noticing that when you talk to your old friends, I'm not money. This has got nothing to do with anything but socializing. What I'm saying is when you talk to your old friends, first thing you said, they just talk about problems, they're bringing you down. This is an indication that your level of social activity is beneath you. And if you want to continue to absorb whatever is beneath you that it's giving you, that's your choice. And the reason it's your choice is because you already have seen that dealing with these people bring you down. But I know where you're coming from. You ain't trying to act so diggy. You don't want to act like you better than whoever. You know, I came up with these dudes. You know, woo, woo, woo. There's a such thing as growing. And you may have outgrown them. There's a such thing as your environment restricting your growth. You may have in some way gotten out of that environment and it allows you to blossom. And you may have not fully gotten out. Maybe you still have to live there or be there to visit family or whatever, but being there kind of keeps you there.
No, I actually don't. Well, I left home back in 2008, and I joined the military. I've been traveling the world pretty much for 10 years, and I recently retired out of the military. So
you did? So let me ask you something then, brother. Just saying that, I mean, you really got me confused. A person with a military background don't say the things you're saying. I've dealt with a lot.
Why did you say that?
Because they have a little more connection with where they're coming from. You say you have connection, but you don't. Because you're saying you're mentioning oxymorons.
Connection, you know, connection.
If you're saying stuff that's up, you know, positive, if that's the case, that's what you would think, and all your examples would reflect that. But
which
if you're saying stuff that's up, but all the things you use as examples reflecting what you do socially is down, that's an oxymoron. You're thinking up, but you're doing down. That doesn't compute. And a military man, well, I can't say that I haven't been in the military, so don't think that I'm trying to tell you what military people do. Let me get that straight. What I'm saying is what I think as far as about military people is that they know how to organize and they know how to prioritize. And they do.
I'm not saying I don't know how to do that. It's just I'm not good at any what you're talking about. What I'm saying is, you know, going through the journey of my life and what I experienced and how I elevated myself, you know, you grow. And so in growing, I grew myself out of relationships and friends and family. And now I'm like, damn, like, you know, who the fuck can I talk to on the same level and get feedback? It's like I give that person feedback.
Let me ask
like
you
right
something,
now,
man.
Talking to you,
let me
right
ask
now
you
I'm
something.
Talking to you. I feel
you feel better because you kicking it. We talking about something really important to you, I think. What is that correct?
Yeah, it feels good. Yeah.
Listen to me, man.
Chopping it up with me. Yeah.
Listen. What I'm trying to get you to see, let's use the service. When you first went in there, you just beginner. I think the Marines call them jugheads or something or whatever. But anyway, you're a beginner. Then you go through your basic training. And you're pretty damn good up to your basic training, and you're finna get out of basic training. But when you are getting ready to get out of basic training, but you're not out, there's a whole new group of dudes coming in, green like you was. They looking up to you because you got more game than they do. You're not thinking that you're better than them. You seeing them as knowing where they're at. So you're going to help them. But let's say you stay in the service a long time and you start seeing yourself progress. The service starts seeing you progress. They start advancing you and you advance to, let's say, a general. You don't tell me that you don't know how or you wouldn't know how to separate a peon, even if he's a in the same service as dedicated as you from you or somebody in another rank lesser than you, and you see somebody at a real ground level rank disrespecting or whatever. I mean, my point is at a point you have to realize you have passed a certain level up and you're not degrading them to say, I'll tell yourself, man, I can't mess with them no more. You're saying you better than them. You saying you recognize you growing, and instead of me, you know, causing them grief because I keep arguing with them about the stupid shit they say, I got to quit causing myself grief by bringing all this damn continuous doubt in my life. Doubt is good when you handle it. But when it's a continuous doubting resurfacing thing is not good, man. And yours at this point, as you're seeing, is not good. You know, you want exactly what you're thinking, but you want to handle it in a different way. And I believe that all starts with you realizing that you've become a general in the game of life and your friends are still privates. Y'all can't kick it. The only thing you could do is go into battle with them, instruct them. You can't kick it with them, man. They can't come to the officers' club. You know, I mean, that's how it is. I don't care how you guys grew up together. Motherfucker, I'm an officer now. You still a private. What the fuck can I say? Shit.
Yeah.
You can't, you know what I'm saying, bro? Of course. I'm being, you know, making jokes and shit, but I'm being serious.
I understand you. I got you. I'm picking up everything you're dropping. I'm hearing everything you're saying.
So you realize you are, in that case, a general trying to hang out with the private.
Yeah. But I don't want to deal with the problem. That's the thing.
Listen, if you're a general, and this other general has, what do you call him? When regular people clothes, you know, when you're not dressed in the army clothes, you got regular people's clothes. What do you call that?
Civilians.
Yeah, civilians. And this yeah. dude, this dude, he's a general, but you don't know him. And he's, let's say you're at a restaurant, he's in civilian clothes, and you see him eating, and you sit down and sort of, for whatever reason, look at him or notice him. Are you going to tell me you can't spot he's a serviceman?
You can't because he's in civilian clothes. But I would be able to tell by how
you
he's
walking. You can be able to tell by his haircut. You can be able to tell by the way he's sitting. You can be able to tell by the way he got his utensils. You can be able to tell because he's regimented. And not only, let's say he's a younger guy and he's got a high rank. You wouldn't look at his age. After you actually notice these things, you would see, because you know what it takes, you would see it in him. And what I'm saying is, this is what you got to wait for, bro. You got to wait for it. See, in the service, you got a group of those people together.
That's what I miss.
It's easy for you to meet a peer. It's not as easy when you out here and your peers are spread all apart. That's why you have to get used to being alone, so you don't make yourself suffer unnecessary grief. And once you get used to being alone, once you get used to not expecting some motherfucker to be on your level, you gonna meet somebody on your level, bro. I'm telling you. You're going to meet them, and when you meet them, you're going to be checking yourself because you're going to be thinking, yeah, man, I'm kind of like happy to see this motherfucker, man. I hope you don't think. How it is. And when it happened like that, I'm telling you, it blossoms. But you have to wait until it actually buds, the first bud. You got to wait, not the rosebud. I ain't trying to say that like that. But you got to wait. You got to wait for that first bud to show. And when that first bud blossoms, it's going to get pollinated. And the next thing you know, a whole bunch of more buds is going to be blossoming. And this is what you got to wait for. And I'm glad that we talking about this, because what you are experiencing is impatience. Just because you know what the fuck you know, and you see what you see, you want the end result. But that army or whatever branch you was in taught you, of course, you got to look to the end. But you can never get past step two because there's the 10 steps in it. You can't go from step one to step 10. You got to take all the steps so that you don't mess up. And that's what you got to do. You got to get used to being alone. You got to accept it. You got to understand that it's a part of being, it's a part of your growth. And once you do accept it, get used to being alone, eating, not needing nobody to, you know, if you got a problem, whatever. But I'm saying, at one point, man, you could be at a swap meet. You could be at a race. And you'll meet somebody, man, and y'all start kicking it, and the next thing you know, you're on your way, man. It took me 2 full years of not getting another brawl, and I'm thinking all this time, I got the qualifications. I know I can. And I'm trying to catch every night. Man, don't you think that was very discouraging to me, man? Seeing my friends, seeing people who ain't my friends, getting new bras and shit. Man, all I say to you, bro, is stay down. Don't soften nothing. Just accept everything that's going and as far as what we talking about, except everything going like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And deal with it, man. Just deal with it. And hit me in a week or two or a month, and let's talk about it again, because I know shit gonna change almost immediately when you change your perception of what you do.
True, true, true. Man, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for chopping it up with me.
Hey, man, that's what I do, man. I love you too, man, for sure. 734, what's up?
What's up, Rosebud? Uncle Bud.
Hey, what's up?
Hello? What's up, man? It's Roland, man.
Roland, what's happening?
What's up, man? I just want to, first of all, let you know, man, them tools, especially tool number 9, man, God damn, bro.
Bro,
that's the dope
wait, Roland, don't tell people this shit, man.
Okay. Man.
Come on. That's what you need, man.
Well, check it, man. You know, I'm experiencing that shit. That basically what we talking about. You know, I've been in Detroit. I was in Detroit for about 4 or 5 days. Well, my little bitch, I got here in Toledo. You know, she tripping because she ain't heard from me. So when I get back, I finally fuck with her today. She accused a nigga of fucking around with all these hoes. You dirty. You this and that. And fucking with bitches. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling this bitch like, shit, man, listen, I'm telling you what it is with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna try to convince you. Whatever the fuck you think I've been doing, that's what I've been doing. You know what I'm saying? And
wait.
She, of course, she ain't one.
Roland, did you admit to her or did you deny to her that you was whatever?
I denied it.
So, what I'm saying is, was she wrong?
She was right.
So, what I'm saying is, anything you saying other than easing her mind, which is this, man. I'm not saying go do this. I'm saying when you got another bra, and your bra that you have is asking you about the other bra, you got to look at it and say, baby, please, don't be asking me shit you don't want to know the truth to. And you done told her the truth right there. But if she wants you, if she wants you to say it, she's going to say, nah, lady, you know, woo, woo, woo. And you're going to have to tell her because she knows she right. And you know she right. So it's going to be fucked up between y'all. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to be fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be wondering, can you go to this broad and whatever? Fuck the other broad, man. That's not, this broad is not why you ran into the other broad. The other broad, you was just being you as ABPs, you know what I'm saying? And you followed through. And that's what's supposed to happen. But it don't supposed to cause problems in your home life. So, if it did cause problems,
I was finna say, this ain't my bra like that. This is just a bitch that I've been fucking with for the past.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. Let me just tell you this, then. You should have been in so hell. Yeah, baby. You think you the only one like me?
I did tell her that, though. I did tell her that, but I didn't necessarily admit to fucking around.
No,
like,
no,
I told.
No. Ain't no skating. You got to turn your lights on, cut your brake line, speed down the street because you got a little fucking car. I got a diesel truck. What I'm saying, I'm running the motor. But you got to pick up speed
right
with your little car, and you got to run that motherfucker over with the truth. The motherfucking bitch has a goddamn nerve to ask you something like that. You better be man enough to tell her the first goddamn time. Hell yeah, I got other bitches. Is you crazy? Can't you see me? You got to look at her and stand back and can't you see me, girl? Shit. She ain't your woman. So why
right
don't you, you know, and I'm saying when you do that, she ain't going to do nothing and say, man, you the male. And you're going to tap that ass that night.
Well, shit, that's what, like, when we got back, because we just went to the Mexican restaurant, the bitch bought my food and everything, And then we came back. We went down by the docks. We talking and shit. We come back to the house. I done pulled my dick out in front of her face. I'm like, shit, kiss that motherfucker. She's like, I don't know where your dick been. I ain't finna do that. So I could tell right away she wanted me to kind of chase her ass. So I politely put my shit up. Act like, think like I was on the phone talking to somebody else and shit. Got an attitude. The bitch got an attitude. Got up and grabbed her shit. I'm like, well, where the fuck you going? She's like, oh, I got to go to work in the morning. I'm like, all right, well, bye. She like, well, I'm just going to go get my shit. I'm going to go pack my bag. So, you know what I'm saying? She's going to go pack her bag and shit. She's coming back.
I was hitting that weed, and I hit it too hard while you was talking, man. Because I love hearing that shit, man.
Yeah, she thought I was gonna chase, gonna try to run behind her motherfucking ass like the average dude.
I'm telling you, man, they're very easily handled if you know what to do. And your ass is on your P's and Q's, ABPs, all the way, everything. You ain't even sharp yet, man. You just sharp. You just sharper than you were. You're not even sharp yet. Just wait till you get sharp. Wait till you really, really understand what you learned, that you can use it as a weapon. But hey, we're weaponizing conversation, brother. Come on. This is dope. Pure dope that we learned at SWU. Hey, and tell me, man, since you brought up that Detroit shit, you told me that, you know, you had been, you know, getting advancing in SWU, but you hadn't been getting action like you've been getting it. What you been doing different to get this action?
It's just, you know, at first, before I even got on your courses, I had no confidence. No, I didn't have no clue about confidence. But as I started learning and started getting into your shit, I started gaining confidence. But the more and more, especially in SWU, it just became more clear. Like, my confidence is higher than it is, has ever been. And when I'm at abroad, that shit shows. It's the way I talk to them, how I look them dead in the eye, how I'm looking them up and down, I'm seducing them with the way I'm licking my lips, I'm watching me look at her curves, all
hold
of that
up,
shit
man.
In my body language.
Hey, hold up. Stop taking it away, man.
Okay. I'm just saying,
it's the way I'm
carrying myself.
Hey, but listen, man, I'm going to just ask you this, and just be honest. You're not doing anything different. It's just you're thinking and seeing shit different.
Exactly.
Now, listen to me. And all you guys listening, that's what the course does for you. You don't have to change. You don't have to do nothing different except learn what to see and learn what it is that you're looking at. And that's what you're doing, man. It has been there all the time. You just wasn't on it. Now you own it. And what's a motherfucker is when you get on it, you catch the bitch.
Oh yeah. You gonna catch that bitch? See, because before, I had never caught a bitch. The bitch caught me, but now I catch bitches. It's a difference. You know,
bruh,
what I'm saying? Bitches used to catch me.
I don't know if we at this part of the course yet, but that's in the course. See, motherfuckers luck up and get some pussy, and they don't realize some bitch just decided to give them pussy. But
exactly.
when you get this shit, you go out and you get pussy. It's a whole different thing. And I ain't no freak or nothing, man, but I know you've been fucking better.
Man, listen, man, this shit, I'm telling you, because before when I used to fuck on a bitch, I used to have to put work in. Like, I'm sweating trying to fuck this bitch. Now, when I'm fucking a bitch, I done mentally fucked her. before I even put my dick in her. So when I do fuck her, she's already there. The bitch creaming in 5 minutes before, and I ain't even got a chance to nut shit because I done fucked her brain before I actually fucked her body.
Hey, man, and I'm sure you got this shit fucking with SWU. And what I'm saying, man, I know. I believe everything you're saying. You know why? Because you've been fucking with me like this, man. And you've been showing up, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell. I hope I didn't fuck my shit up. Oh, I did. Okay, my bad, man. I pulled my shit out my damn headphones and didn't know it. You there?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Okay. All right. So look, let me. I got up and moved, and I fucked up and pulled the shit out of my goddamn shit. Okay, I'm all right, man. But any damn way, man, just keep this shit up. And look, what we gonna do, man? What we gonna do next week is gonna even secure it more. So you know it's cool. Hey guys, listen. Let me.
Hey.
Oh wait. What'd you say?
I was going to say, hey, real quick, you know, when we was down by the docks earlier, you know what this bitch told me? She said, you know what you remind me of? I said, what I remind you of? She said, you remind me of the pimp of the year. I said, what? I said, I ain't never pimped on no bitch before. She said, just the way you carry yourself, you act like you a Mac or something. I said,
hey, that's because
I am.
No, that's because, no, you should have told her. Listen, next time, because they're going to spot that shit. The next time they say that shit, baby, what you really seeing for the first time is a real man. That's all, man. That's all you have to tell her. You seeing a real man, and for the first time, you're able to sit there and be a woman. You gotta turn that shit and make it all yours. And she just said, you know what? You're right. And everything she was thinking about that would have went to that you, the first motherfucker that she was able to be with and be a woman. She's a woman by birth, but she hasn't been able to be a woman around the motherfucker she's been around. She had to act like she had a dick, too. They
exactly.
Love it, man.
Uh-huh.
They love it.
Right.
Hey, I'll put you back in, man. That was dope. Hey, that was a dope conversation. Because, see, it's really easy for me to show you that you have no integrity. Now, let's imagine this. I got the heat. See, as soon as I start to say that shit, I got the heat. This is dope I'm going to tell you about. Shit, I had to drink some water, man. I get the heat cuts when I start kicking this shit. But anyway, you sitting, speaking with a woman, and you ain't mad or nothing, but some kind of way you make the statement, you don't have time to play games. Now, right there, you didn't put your integrity on Front Street. Because if you don't have time to play games, you won't. Otherwise, if this woman, through conversation, have shown you something that made you say you don't have time to play games, that means you feel she's already playing games. So if you're not standing up to say what you said, otherwise, you know, you're getting ready to leave, or I'll say something to let you know that she truly wants to, you know, deal with you. See, you let her see you don't have any integrity. Because when I say stuff like that, not every time, but way more than not, they always say, wait, where are you going? And I tell them, I told you, I have to repeat that. I told you I ain't got time to play no games. And they say, wait, sit down. And you know, they let me know. All right, then you must, you know, recognize shit from sugar. They say, yeah, I can recognize whatever I say, you know, to take it on to the bridge. I'm saying I do that shit. And my whole thing is if you don't stand up to what you say, she's not going to think very much of you. Integrity comes into play anytime your ass. Hold on, let me make sure. Oh, sorry, right quick. Is this Dave?
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, man. I just want to make sure y'all can still hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Go back to doing what you're doing, man. I'm sorry. All right. Now, my whole point is whenever you make any kind of committed statement when you're talking to a woman, if you like you say, man, I don't mess with out-of-pocket women, you know. And then you go to a strip club and throw tens and tens and twenties at bitches. You see, what you think you're saying to the bros you're talking to, I don't mess with out-of-pocket women. You think you're sounding cool and you know, representing, you know, a baller. But then you go to the strip club, and you know you've been to throw 10s and 20s or whatever at these bras. This bra that you was talking to before you went to the strip club, she already peeped that you was that kind of dude because of the way you was talking to her when you said, hey, you don't be, you know, fucking with out-of-pocket bitches. See, you motherfuckers are so goddamn stupid that you don't even understand. You would not even be making a living if it wasn't for tricks. So for you to run around and be talking about it ain't tricking if you got it, or are you calling bitches tricks and all this stupid shit, I mean, it's just really crazy. So, I'm going to close out this show, but I just want you guys to know, anytime you use money to attract a woman for sexual favors, or just to spend time with you, you a trick. Rich or not, you're a fucking trick. There is no such thing as a trick that don't have it. So anytime you're seeing stupid shit like that around women, or anytime, let's say that song is on and you bump into it, she's thinking exactly what I'm saying. The fact is, any motherfucker that buy pussy, or any motherfucker that spend money to attract women to be around, has a fucking pussy expense account in his life. It could be a certain amount of money he put away every week or whatever, however he do it. He got an expense account. Any motherfucker that, you know, motherfuckers that work in steel mills, motherfuckers that own businesses, they all do it. They're all tricks. Bitch sold a pussy for $50,000 or $5. They both hoes. You got to understand that. Check this out. I really want you guys to understand what I'm talking about. I know how I sound like I'm like cracking on you, but I'm not. I'm telling you point blank what the truth is. And you have to deal with that, because that's all I want you to deal with, because that's all I'm bringing. I don't need nothing except for my mind. Everything else I want. I want some money. I want a good life. You know, I want this. I want that. But what I need is the ability to process my thoughts. That's all you need. I'm out.